everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Soul Food A La Carte, episode 14. The most recent sermon that was just from last Saturday night, Men Like Trees Walking, from our study in Mark chapter 7 and 8, actually covered a long section of scripture this time, 7:24 all the way through 8:26, where there's six different events that take place. But it all culminates in the healing of the blind man. Why did it take two touches for the blind man in Mark 8 to be healed? Did Jesus get the wrong prescription the first time? Was the guy's eyes sight blurry, or what happened there? The answer is no. Jesus performed two perfect miracles and did them in a way to teach us priceless truths about how you can increase your spiritual insight and hear God's voice more clearly than you do now. I have an article here, How to Confront Sin in Someone That You Know. There are five crucial commands that Scripture gives us for helping others escape their sin. This brief article summarizes all five, and you can read it or you can listen. And then I put all four sermons from Psalm 8. I know it wasn't that long ago that I preached through Psalm 8, but I listened to these this last week, and boy, all four of them just really helped me, especially the first one, The Power of Beauty Praise. Do you know what God's majesty is? You know what that word majesty, the Hebrew adir? That is a fascinating word. The first half of this sermon explains how to use not only the most amazing things in creation to increase your delight in God, but also the disappointing things in creation, even disappointing people, to increase your joy in God by seeing how your disappointment in them draws lines that point to God's majesty. This has been one of the most helpful principles for my personal worship that I've ever learned. The second half of the sermon shows how you can win a debate against anyone, even the most highly educated unbeliever, through praise. Who can argue with your delight in God? So that's Psalm 8, 1 to 2. Next one, when you feel worthless, Psalm 8, 3 and 4. You are what God says you are, not what you feel like you are. And the solution to feeling worthless is not feeling important. It's feeling loved. This message will help you use the grandeur of the creation to help you feel God's love and respond in joyful worship. The next one, verses 5 to 8 in Psalm 8, humans rule. God commanded man to fill the earth and subdue it. We hear much these days about our responsibility to steward the environment. But our responsibility goes beyond stewardship. That's not really the word Scripture uses. This message describes what subduing the earth involves and how to understand your role in that. It also provides a biblical theology of humanity that will elevate your esteem for your fellow human beings. It'll help you love people. And then the last one, where is Jesus in Psalm 8, verses 5 to 9? This message is designed to help you marvel at Christ. Actually, it's all the verses, the whole psalm. But it's you marvel at the psalm too. It's amazing. This psalm is like a miniature Bible. The whole message of the Bible is in Psalm 8. But it's the sermon is mainly designed to help you marvel at Christ, showing the supremacy, perfection, and majesty of Christ, so you can just listen and worship.